Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new show. It is Saturday morning. I am in a hotel. I have my pink Himalayan salt lamp. I have my orange clementine oil in my diffuser. I already had my elderberry electrolytes. I'm working on my iced coffee. And this AC here is quite loud. So I'm hoping my mic won't be too bad picking it up. But the reason why I'm recording this show for you guys Saturday morning rather than yesterday, which is usually when my solo shows go out, is because I have been planning on this episode for a while. And yesterday, I was waiting on a final piece to record it. And it wasn't until later on in the afternoon, and then I just didn't have it in me. And so with most things in life, you just have to, you know, go with your heart, listen to your gut. So that's what I did. And I knew this show would be a lot better for you if I was up early, I'm drinking my iced coffee and doing my morning ritual. I am so into sound baths lately. It's just really changing how I feel. And I'm really into detoxing and healing in all ways possible. And if you don't believe me, watch my Instagram stories. Because I basically share everything there that I'm not here sharing. So vice versa. So I wanted to share an episode with you guys because, you know, we're kind of coming out of this quarantine and we're just different people. You know, a lot of stuff is happening online in real life and everybody's emotions and the stress and just like without even getting into all of these topics, it's just a lot. So the best way to, I just did a lot of meditations and sound baths with anger, trying to get rid of anger and trying to help heal. And I would recommend those because they're really helping me. And I just want to share a couple things. There's more than 10. I tried so hard to break it down to 10, but there's a lot more than 10. But when it comes down to choosing certain things in your career path or choosing certain things in your life, making really hard decisions, this shit's really hard no matter what you're trying to do. And if there's one thing I can share with you to help you in your business and in your life is that you can never give up. And I have reasons and I have proof. And this is what this episode is about today. So I want to start from back when I was a little girl. I had really bad ears. I still do now. And it's so crazy because it hasn't happened in years and now it's coming back. But I had really, really bad ears as a child. Like I would always get swimmer's ear, middle ear infections. I had the tube surgery like so many times. I remember I'd be at Boston's Children's Hospital and they would fall out. And when I think I was 2 or 3, I got Bell's palsy really bad because my ear wouldn't drain after the surgery. So my entire face was frozen. And they said it would never go away. It was going to be like that forever. Sure enough, overnight, it went away. And so from that moment, I feel like without even knowing, I was just always going to be the type of person to never give up. And I've been like that my whole life. I mean, I could literally do hours and hours. I could probably just create a whole new show based on this, but I don't want to. Because I just want to share a couple that like really stood out to me. And I even had to text a couple of my friends like, do you remember this time when, because we all know about my memory issues. So another one, you know, that's something that happened when I was really young. Something else that I did that a lot of people said I couldn't do. As soon as you tell me I can't do something, the first thing I'm going to do is write it down and figure a way out that I can do it, and do it to a whole nother level that you've never seen before, if that's possible. So something else that I was told was that I couldn't graduate high school early. And luckily for me, when I was in high school, if you took a study period every other day instead of every day, you would be able to graduate early in January. I, however, waited until May, and I packed my stuff up, I booked a flight, and I moved to Florida. And I grew up in Rhode Island. So it was a very last minute situation. There was a lot of other factors involved, but I did it. I got a restaurant job and I was living my best life in Florida. I moved back and forth from Rhode Island to Florida a lot. I don't even know how many times. That drive is insane. I've done it so many times. I think 18. I was telling somebody the other day, which is insane. It's like a 24-hour drive. And that's just what we did when we were younger, you know. I'm going to be 42 in a couple weeks, which is also crazy. So going back and forth from Rhode Island and Florida, I also wanted to go to college. I wanted to go to school, but I needed a break and I needed to figure out what I wanted to do. And at that time, I was working full time for my family. I got a waitressing job at the Outback Steakhouse. And then I realized I wanted to go to the Rhode Island School of Design. And it's really, really hard to get into the school. And I got in. And then I wanted to go to another school at the same time because, hello, this is my life. Why would I just do one normal common thing? And I was taking my classes at night. I wanted to go to these schools because they offered different programs. So I went to Rhode Island School of Design for advertising, design, and photography. And then I went to Johnson & Wales University for advertising, marketing, and business. And I was taking all of these classes. Long story short, I ended up getting a job on a cruise ship and traveling from Newfoundland to Panama after going to school and all of that. And I didn't graduate. I just ended up taking a whole lot of classes and I learned so much and I still remember them to this day. And that journey and that path that led me to where, you know, I really got the bug to travel. So those are a couple things that I wanted to start off by sharing, is that, you know, I want to share what's happened in my life so that it can help with yours, whether it's in your business or your personal life. You can do anything that you want. The only way that you're going to achieve it is if you write it down, you set goals, and you figure out a way to make it happen. And if you try certain ways and they don't work out, that's fine. You just keep trying new ways. I have so much, I wish I could like go on and on about so many more of these topics, but I'm just kind of going to list them for you because that's what I have in my handy dandy little notebook. And I'm at the very end, you guys, and it was perfect timing because I always like to go 6 months. And this one, it's at the end. I think I have like 10 pages left, which for sure I'm going to get through before, when is the first Monday? So perfect timing. Everything is aligned here. So something else that I was told I wasn't going to be able to do is when I was living in Las Vegas, create these insane luxury experiences on different properties with high security and high profile clients and them coming off their jets and all these things. I created 32 of them and they were very successful. Something else I was told was that I could never prove doctors wrong about being misdiagnosed. I've done that. Another one is that I could never create my business the way that I wanted. And this is a huge bonus, with $0. You guys, when I was sick and I had to bring everything I knew to the internet. I had no money. I had to close the doors on everything I had. I was living with my friend. I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. I basically thought I was going to die every day. But yeah, I had to put a smile on my face and come to the internet and hopefully get clients. That is what I did with $0. Now, I have multiple businesses and I help multiple clients doing what I love, doing things that will help them in their business and their life. And if it wasn't for this whole path I've been on my entire life, I would never be able to do that. I would never be able to help as many people as I have. And, you know, we all have our own paths and these journeys that we have to take. And most of the time in my life, I didn't realize why until after the fact. So now I'm really trying to like slow down and appreciate the small things because my life has always been so fast-paced. So hectic, so crazy. I mean, I was so lucky. I got to travel the world for about a decade doing what I loved, whether it was on cruise ships, doing makeup, giving seminars to thousands at a time, clearing customs every day, not every day, every week with like 280-pound pieces of luggage. You know, something else that I was told I could never do was work on yachts without specific certifications. And how I got into the yachting industry is a whole nother story, but very long story short, I was living in a crew house. It's basically like a sorority and a fraternity that have merged together, and everybody that lives there works on yachts. And I had friends that had worked on yachts, and they told me about these homes where you could live. And I was there because I had just resigned from my cruise ship job, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I wanted to just hang out and like meet people. And I was in Fort Lauderdale, and that's where the hub of the yachting industry is. So I found a home and I lived there, and I answered the phone one day and they needed somebody that was American and a stewardess. And I knew how to do that job on a cruise ship from years ago, but not on a yacht level. I had no idea. They're like, well, we're already on our way. Like, we need you to be on our boat so that we can clear customs. And I'm like, what? So that's how I got into it. Very, very long story short. And the reason why I was on and able to work on so many different motor yachts, which is also very rare, is because I'm American and they needed certain girls to do certain jobs. And I ended up working for a family that had other friends, and then I would go on their boat and I would do different jobs. I was told I could never do makeup professionally on cruise ships. I figured out how to get that job. I was faxing. I've told this story a couple times on other shows. I was faxing every major cruise line that existed, and, you know, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Celebrity, Norwegian, I'm sure there was a couple others, faxing them and calling 800 numbers. How can I do makeup on your cruise ship? It didn't exist. They have one product that was available in the spa, and it did three things, and it was a bronzer, and it was orange, and it was awful. I'm like, that's not professional makeup. So I created these positions with these, with the, what do you call it, duty-free shops, and I ended up working for LVMH, and it was just incredible. And that didn't exist, you guys. I created those positions when I finally got to the person that I needed to talk to. And that's something else that you need to understand, is that you need to do your research, and I preach this all the time, but you need to do your research and figure out who you need to talk to. I mean, when it came to my legal cases, like, that's a whole, I mean, I'm going to definitely be doing a series on that, but the way that you have to go about things when it comes to doing research is literally an art, and I've got it down to a T. And if you're not organized, I don't know if you're going to be able to pull it off, because I just don't know how you would be able to do it. So soon, I hope to really start filming a lot of things so that I could actually show you how. There's just a lot of other things that I've accomplished that I've just been told, like, no, you know, going back to the yachting industry, like, nobody does makeup, nobody does hair, nobody does anything beauty related, nobody designs floral arrangements, going to, you know, a duty-free market, spending like $8,000 at a time and bringing them on motor yachts. But I did it. I did it all. And I feel like, I forget who I was talking to the other day, but I was saying how my personality has always helped me, you know, become the successful person that I am. My personality would always help me sell, because I'm just real. Like, I would tell people, like, no, you don't want that eyeshadow. Put that back. You don't want that. You'll never wear that again. And then they would trust me. And then they would buy, like, 20 more eyeshadows, all in, like, a neutral shade that made them feel comfortable. And then they would come back and say, oh, my God, I wore these all. You have to be honest. You have to just tell people. Because once they appreciate and, like, realize how genuine you are, they know, like, and trust you, and then they're going to want to buy from you, or they're going to want to be friends with you and do business with you. So I just wanted to share that. You know, there's just so many other things that, you know, I've done, like getting personal assistant jobs, doing makeup. And, you know, when I was in the yachting industry, I had an agency that I worked with. I had three of them. Also, not normal. Normal yachties, as we call ourselves, you work on one yacht and you're there for years because you make a ton of money. You end up loving your job. Like, it's incredible working on these vessels. And you're just there for years. You can bank a ton of money and travel the world at the same time and meet incredible guests or work for, like, fantastic owners. And I worked for a lot of great owners, and I worked for a lot of really shitty owners. And that's just real life. I mean, that happens everywhere. Not just on yachts. So it's just crazy because it's just so crazy. Because I just, like, would talk to random people on a dock and they'd be like, oh, well, I need another stewardess on this boat. And I'm like, oh, well, here's my card. And so when I was trying to find these certain full-time jobs with these agents, they're like, we've never seen this kind of job. So I would always follow up, follow up, follow up. And that's something that you have to do always. I would never be where I am right now if I didn't follow up with stuff, with doctors, with attorneys, with clients, with friends, with colleagues, with podcast guests. And that is a true art in itself. And you just need to feel really comfortable in doing that. And when you do, it all will work out for you in whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. But, you know, when you're following up, it's not always going to be the answer that you want. So you need to learn and really train your brain and train yourself on how to, you know, move out of that alignment that you wanted to be in and move into a different direction that you didn't plan on going into or being on. So I had all these podcast agents, wrong career, these yacht agencies working for me and trying to find me these different jobs. So in the meantime, I was just bouncing around on all these boats, because in the yachting industry, if you have an American on board, you can clear customs a lot faster than you would if you didn't. And if you're a charter boat, which means you're not working for a private owner, you're getting multiple guests all the time, you know, like on, what's the show on Bravo? Below Deck, which is so scripted. But if you see all the guests, like, sometimes you only have a couple hours to flip the boat. And by that, I mean, get everybody out, make it pristine all over again. Like, nobody was just there in, like, a matter of hours. And that doesn't count, like, getting all the provisions and the food and the liquor and all that. And that's a ton. I mean, most of the boats I worked on, I mean, an average 200-foot boat would have at least a crew of, like, 12, 15. Some boats I had like a 17 crew, some were almost 20. One I think was over 20 crew, and then some were just four of us. So it really depends, but you need to be on your A game, you need to be prepared, and you need to just be ready for anything that gets thrown your way in careers like that. Really fast-paced careers. And that was going to get the hiccups. Just everything in life that I've done, I feel like it was always to this point, like, on this level of, like, so crazy busy. I mean, working in restaurants for so many years, getting slammed, waiting on people, turning tables. Like, you need to be on your A game and on your toes and, like, run. And that's how the yachting industry was. And, you know, some things would be slow paced, but, like, I shouldn't even say that, because honestly, like, it was just so crazy busy all the time. But to end this little chapter of the yachting industry, it taught me so much about service. And after I left the yachting agency, it was honestly because I got another job working at someone's home. And I was a personal assistant. I was an executive assistant. I was managing households. You know, a lot of people ask me, like, how do you know so much about, like, managing homes? I'm like, because I did it for very, very long. high net worth individuals for a really long time. Granted, I don't have a family of my own, but I do know how to manage others. So when it comes time to having mine, I hope I do as well as I have done for others, because that again isn't an art. Is an art. You need to be organized and just find your rhythm. I mean, life is crazy right now. So the fact that, like, if you have a family in your home and you're managing it, like, good for you, because managing things right now is so hard. But you just have to find your rhythm. You just have to figure out what works for you and how you can be organized in your own way, you know? So that's how I left the cruise ship industry, and that's how I got into yachting. And I just figured it out. I would just, like, pitch myself, or my agents would pitch me, or I would have conversations with random people, which I used to do all the time, which I can't wait to start doing again now that we're kind of getting back into reality, and just talk to them. That's why I love podcasting, and that's why I love interviewing guests, because I love just talking to people and learning more about them and sharing them with you now. It's not just about me. It's for you guys, so that we can all learn something from each other. You know, life's too short. Why not do, like, fun things? Like, just bring it back to basics now. And I think a lot of people are doing that right now. And so when you leave the yachting industry, usually you move into the career that I just mentioned. You move to a land-based position. That's kind of the way that it goes. So that's why I lived in four cities at the same time. I had belongings in multiple homes in Beverly Hills, in New York, in Miami, and in Vail. And when I resigned from all of that is how I got to the West Coast. And that's when I was in Los Angeles, which brought me to San Diego. Then I got an opportunity again in private aviation, which is another career path that I took after the PA and during the PA positions, and I really loved it. And I feel like, okay, I've done the yachts, and I feel like I need to be up in the air now. I need to do the jets. So I had an opportunity in San Diego that brought me to Vegas, and that's why I was in Vegas for so long. And then obviously when I got sick, I needed an expert and all of that, so that's what brought me back to San Diego. So long story short, those are just a couple things that I have written down here that I've done when the odds were against me. And people would always say, that's never been done. You can never do that. We've never seen that happen before. I don't think that's going to happen for you. It's always a no. And when you tell me no, and when you tell me something's never been done, I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to do it on another level that you've never seen. And now I know that because I want to set it up for people that can do the same. I want to set an example. You can do this. So I made a post yesterday, the first post I've ever made about my legal cases. I haven't been able to say anything because I wasn't done. And now I have a choice to do one more thing. But I can now talk about it. So I don't really know how. I have so many things written down. I have, like, notebooks and notebooks about this. And I can't wait to show you, like, the actual amount of paperwork. Just the physical copies. Not even the email trails. But it's just nuts, you guys. And so I'm sure that you're so sick of hearing this story, but this is just what I want to kind of wrap this episode up with, because this is what I was waiting for yesterday. So if you're new to the show, I'm just going to say this, like, really briefly, and you can scroll back and listen to why and how this all happened. But when I came back to San Diego, I realized I was misdiagnosed. I had to take legal action. I couldn't find a firm and one attorney to represent me because of basically three reasons. One, I'm not dead. Two, I'm not missing a limb. Three, I'm not hooked up to a breathing machine. Well, let's say four. There's a cap on how much money you can make in certain states, and they didn't want to work so hard for a small cap, which is, by the way, $350,000 per person. I had six. But there's ways that you can blow the cap off, per se. So without getting into like the financial aspect, I just want to share that the reason why I had to put my cases together myself and figure it out is because nobody would help me. And so after calling over 100 attorneys, I had to figure it out. So when I'm being told you can't do this, when I'm driving all the way to Las Vegas, like countless times, going to district court, going to the legal library, taking classes, doing all the shit that I was told I had to do and do a certain way, and then it ended up being wrong, I had to do it again. I had to come back to Vegas again. I had to come back to the district courthouse again. Everything I was told by the district court was to put together cases all but for medical malpractice. So I was having to start over and over and over. If I could even have another word that would like multiply the word of frustration, I would use that right now, but I don't even know if there is one. And when you are told that you can't do something and you figure it out and you do it, but then it's like a smack in the face and you have to keep trying and trying and trying and trying and trying and plugging along to like another level, you have no other option. And if you feel so strongly about something where you have to, you know, maybe you're going through something in your marriage. Maybe you're going through something, you know, you have to make a decision regarding your children. Maybe it's about your career. Maybe it's about your own health. You need to take a moment to yourself, journal that shit out, and figure out a way. And you're going to have plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, plan... I mean, I can go through the whole fucking alphabet. And until you find a way that works, you have to just keep fighting. And you have to figure it out. Because that's exactly what I just did. I can't get emotional this episode because this is so good. So you just have to be resilient. You have to find solutions. You have to find loopholes. You have to find a way that has never been done before, because that's now going to be your way. So when everybody said that it would be impossible for me to represent myself in a medical malpractice case, I proved them wrong. And I did it 6 times. And I did it in under a year. Which is nuts. So the whole process took longer because I was misdiagnosed January 23rd, 2019. The statute of limitations, you have 1 year. I had to start right away so that I could avoid lapsing over that 1 year. I started doing my research February, March. March is really when I realized, like, I have to do this myself. There's no other way. I found 2 ways to do it. One of them was to go after their license through the State Board of Medical Examiners. The other way was to take legal action. I did both. I sent a 71-page fax to the State Board of Medical Examiners. Each doctor had to go to a hearing. They had to send their own story of the situation to be reviewed by experts, and potentially their license could be taken away for life. That didn't happen because, obviously, I'm still here, and they are closed cases. But I can still talk about it because guess what? I've represented myself. So I cannot wait to share more on this. As far as the legal action, I represented myself with 6 because when you do that and you go through this process this way, you have to include all parties. All parties are responsible. So March, April, yeah. April is when I sent my 71-page fax. I just finished dealing with the 3 investigators on that side. And the 6 parties involved, I've heard back from them throughout the last couple of months. And as of, I don't want to say the date wrong because I don't have it in front of me, but I'm done. And the day I sent my letters out, the day the legal action started, was on my birthday, June 10th. And I told myself, this shit is going to be done before a year. I am over it. I'm taking action. I'm going to win. And I'm going to show others how I did it. And today is May 30th. And I'm sharing this with you guys because it's so emotional still, because it's just like, it's unreal. And I still have to fight. And that's the most annoying and frustrating thing ever. But now I can do it publicly. And it's crazy that, like, I had to hide the last year of my life. And I couldn't share that. And it was so hard. And, but now I'm like staring at it. I'm staring at these huge file folders. And I just like can't wait to share this with you guys, because it's really hard to like explain what I've gone through without a camera following me. Without, like, you know, I could only share so much on the show legally, and I could only share so much like on my social media legally, because I was in the middle of it all. But now I have a choice, and I'm just trying to figure that out. I mean, I know which direction I'm going to go, but like, I have one more decision to make. But the best part is that, like, I get to share it with you guys so that you can finally see, like, what I've been talking about this whole time. You're like, this crazy lunatic, I listen to her show all the time. She swears, she cries, but she gives really good advice. But now I can actually share it, and I'm doing it publicly. And I had, like, I slept really well last night, and I've been, like, meditating on this and, like, journaling it out. Like, what if this happens? Like, how do I go about it? And the way I'm going to go about it is through social media. Because if there's anything I've learned, it's that, like, the only way I can continue to run my business is online. The only way I can continue to, like, help other people as a life coach and a mindset coach and just in their personal lives and professional lives, is if I continue to share what's working in mine. That makes me a better person, and that makes me a better coach. And so I'm sharing all of this now because I can. And it wasn't until, you know, yesterday I realized that I was just waiting for this last piece of information, and I just knew it. I knew in my gut, like, a couple days ago, it was Tuesday, and I was on the phone with trial attorneys for literally 4 hours, and I lost my mind. And it took a couple days to, like, figure out, like, how am I going to go this direction? And then I realized, like, I'm definitely going to go in the way that I originally should have and can. So I know that's probably hard to understand because I'm not saying exactly what I'm about to do. But if you follow me on my Instagram, and I'll be releasing a lot more of my content that I've been hiding on my YouTube channel. So I'm hoping to do that June 10th, because every year on my birthday, I always launch something. And this year I really wanted it to be my medical product. And unfortunately I was like wrapped up in the legal aspect of this, and I wasn't done, and I don't want to push it. And I know I'm missing a couple pieces to the puzzle to make that perfect for you guys, because it's literally going to save thousands of lives. So I'm just trying to figure out that aspect, but I don't know. I'm just so excited that, like, oh, this is over and I can finally start sharing, and I can finally, like, you know, explain more, and I can take it to a whole nother level publicly, because I am my own attorney. And so I'm doing this for a reason. I'm doing it to help inspire others and to help others actually do it themselves, because you deserve that. And no one else is ever going to be able to share exactly what I went through, because no one's done it before. And it's unreal. So to wrap this episode up, you guys, I just want to remind you that if you are going through something hard, if you are going through something stressful, you will get through it. I mean, this has been since 2016, this shit's been going around, like, in my life, like, 4 years, literally this month, 4 years. And that's a lot of time that I missed out on life. And rather than thinking about it that way, I just need to, you know, take what I've learned and use it to help others and inspire others. So that's the whole point of today's episode. And I was hoping I wasn't going to cry, but I'm still like so emotional about it. It's just so crazy. And like when I say it out loud, like that's what I like actually hear it. I'm like, oh my God. But if you guys have any questions about any of the legal stuff, like I'm an open book and I could talk about it all now. So I'm really excited about that. But stay tuned because I have so much more content coming out on that. But I can finally like breathe. I mean, I do have one more thing that I have to accomplish, but I'm documenting that and I can say it on the internet so that I can help other people. So I'm really, really excited. So I hope that this episode inspired you. I hope that you are able to take some of the lessons and the things that I've shared with you today and bring them into your own life, inspire you, motivate you. And if you do need help, I'm here. I have a number of programs that you can look into. I have a number of social media outlets that you can DM me on. I have a number of phone numbers you can call me on. Like, there's just so many ways to get a hold of me. But I really just, I'm so excited I can finally share this fucking episode. Oh my God. Because I've been waiting forever. So if you need any more help getting motivated, getting inspired, getting action in your own, you know, taking action in your own business and life, please reach out to me because there are so many ways that you're going to be able to do it. But I want to wrap this episode up. I'm going to produce it. I'm going to upload it. Actually, I'm not even going to produce it. I'm going to produce it. I'm going to upload it. And then let me know what you guys think. I'm so excited to share this new journey with you in under a year. I cannot believe I fucking did this. So crazy. I am going to have one incredible weekend. I feel it. I'm ready for it. And I can't wait to hear what you guys say and feel about this episode. And again, if you need any more inspiration, any more help getting to that next level that you really deserve to be at, I'm here for you. So reach out. And I will talk to you soon.
Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.